HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the mission to Moshe Beinu to go speak to Paro. To tell Paro, to demand from Paro to let his people go. And Hashem tells Moshe, V'hotzeisi es tzivosai es ami b'nei Yisrael. I want to take out my tzivosai, my army, my nation b'nei Yisrael. Tzivosai? Since when did Klai Yisrael become an army? This is a peculiar usage. This is the first time we have in all Chumash that the word Tzivosai or Tzava is being used. The Bnei Yisrael couldn't be further from being soldiers. They were slaves. They weren't warriors. They weren't a nation, let alone a military, an army, to be soldiers. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? Tzivosai sami Bnei Yisrael, to take out my army. It's like telling a 13-year-old boy or girl that the parents say, listen, I love you very much, but you know what? I think it's ready for you to go out on your own, make some money, go get a job, and go find a place to rent. Obviously, the kids aren't ready for this. Bnei Yisrael wasn't ready to be independent. They were slaves. They relied on Paro, the Mitzrayim. They didn't want to be there, but they weren't independent. They weren't a nation. They weren't an army. They weren't soldiers or warriors. Now I would understand if they were called an army when they came down to Mitzrayim initially. When they came down as Shivim Nefesh, they came down to 70 people. They came as a unit, as a nation, before they were enslaved. The brothers of Yosef were very strong physically. They were warriors. They were soldiers. I can understand, even though in number they were smaller, they were only 70. That was a tzava. That was a army. Then you could say tzavosai. But at this late stage in the game, after being enslaved for so many years and losing any sense of independence, to call them tzavosai, take out my army? There's a very important word. It's used in parenting and psychology. It's called labeling. You label something, you label someone. It's important as a teacher, as a Rebbe, as a parent, as a friend. You label a child, you label a friend. He or she begins to think that maybe it's true. Certainly with a child and a student, to hear something, a label from their parent, it's what they call self-fulfilling prophecy. A young child, very impressionable, a young student, they don't really know what they're like. They might have certain ideas, but if someone outside tells them that you're so smart, you're so good-looking, you're so athletic, well, then they begin to think, well, maybe it's really true. And even if it's not really true, if they hear it, they're going to think it's true and they're going to live up to that name, live up to that label, live up to that target that they were given by their parent or by their child. I've got a few memories that come to mind. Remember one time my father came home and he said he saw my principal, Rabbi Meyer, and he said, what a beautiful smile I had. I never thought about my smile. I never thought that was something that was important. It was, but just never, as a young boy, doesn't even register. But once my father told me that, you have a very nice smile, I began to think maybe I do have a nice smile and began to appreciate a nice smile. And say Reparim Yafos. There's another friend of mine, Moshe Jacobowitz, I would go to his house. He lived around the corner from me. I'd go to his house often. And his father would always call me tzaddikal. And I was far from a tzaddik. I wasn't an angel. But he labeled me tzaddikal. And when I went to his house, I was a tzaddik. He called me a tzaddik. How can I not be a tzaddik in his house? And when you say something nice to a person, you give them a label, you help build them up, you help give them that certain sense of pride, something to strive for, something to achieve. Even a slight change of how you formulate a compliment into a label. You could say to your wife, you look so pretty. Will that sound like you look so pretty sometimes, but not always. But if you say, you are so pretty, that's a label. You're calling her begavra as an individual, you are pretty. Or she makes a delicious soup, you say, oh, the soup tastes great. Well, that might imply, well, this soup tastes great, but the other soups don't. But if you say, well, you're an amazing cook, you give her that label, so now she feels like, I am a good cook, and everything that I do, you've just labeled her. It's true of relationships, marriages, and especially with children. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't know of this, but of course the opposite is true as well. If you give a negative label, the pain, the destruction, you could ruin a kid's life. You could ruin a student's life, and children's lives have been ruined from this. Sometimes you have to discipline. Sometimes you have to point out things that are, he's not doing correct, or she's not doing correctly. But there's a way to say it. There's one thing saying, you describe the actions, you don't describe the person. You don't label the person. You say, that behavior is disruptive, so he'll get rid of that behavior. But you don't say, you are a disruptive person. Now he feels like everything he does is disruptive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called his people Tzivosa, my army, my soldiers. They weren't soldiers yet. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was charging them with the mission of becoming soldiers. You can be soldiers. He labeled them. He labeled them the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave them a target, something to strive for. To start thinking, maybe I am a soldier of Hashem. Maybe I'm not just a slave of the Mitzrayim. But my life means something more than that. I can achieve something substantial. I can become great. Person calls me a tzaddik, I can become a tzaddik. A person calls me a Talmud Chacham, I know I'm not a Talmud Chacham, but he thinks I'm one. He believes I could be one. I could become one. He calls me a great basketball player, although I know I'm not. Well, if he thinks I can be, he just gave me that label. He just empowered me with the ability to strive to be a great basketball player. With a great mission. There's an amazing pasuk in Rashi in Parsha Vayakil that really drives this point home. The pasuk describes the building of the Mishkan. Vayas is a kira. They made the kira, the sink, nechoshes, made of copper. Veskano nechoshes. What did they use? Bimaros hatzovos asher tzovu pesach ohel moed. Bimaros hatzovos, lashon of tzvosai. The maros, the mirrors of my tzovos, of the army, of the soldiers. They used the mirrors that the women used to make themselves pretty, to look themselves in the mirror. They used to make the cure. And Rashi tells us in the Medrash that when the women initially dedicated the mirrors, Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, this is something disgusting, that women make themselves look pretty to help with the Yetzer Hara. I'm not interested in this. Kadosh Baruch Hu says back to them, accept it. Because these items, the mirrors, are more chaviv to me than everything else that they brought to the Mishkan. Because through these mirrors, they created tzvos, they created soldiers and armies. And when the husbands felt like that they were nothing and just slaves, ba'avodas perach, the women looked in the mirrors and said, we could become something. We could become a great nation. We could ignore the fact that the Mitzrayim treat us like dirt. And we look ourselves in the mirror and tell us we could become great people. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy of what they could become, how they empowered themselves and charged themselves with that ability and mission to become the army of Hashem, the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bimaros Hatzovos. The first thing a person would go to in the Mishkan was the kir. They first wash the hands. When you go to the Mishkan, you realize that you're a soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you can become a great, great person. And when Yaakov Avinu fell asleep in Har Bayis, all by himself, all alone, no one there to help him. He felt like he was nothing in the dark, Belila. And he had that dream and he saw, woke up in the morning, he said, Nochi Leyadati, I didn't know. I didn't know, says Chazal, that he looked up and saw the Kisei HaKavod, and then there were four legs to the Kisei HaKavod. And there's a different image on each leg. There was an Aryeh, there was a Nesher, there was a Kruv, and there was Yaakov himself. Anochi, at the Rashi Tevos of Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, and Yaakov. Anochi Leyadati, I didn't know. I didn't know that my face was on the Kisei HaKavod. I didn't know how great I can become. And the Gemara Chagiga says that it wasn't actually Yaakov's face, it was Adam, it was a person. Meaning any person. Meaning I think it was a mirror. The fourth leg was a mirror. Where if you look up in Shemayim, you'll see your own image in the Kisei HaKavod. Anochi Leyadati. I didn't know how great I could become. I'm a soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm part of that tzava, Votsesias Tzivosai. We are soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how down you might be feeling. Look yourself in the mirror and say that you're a soldier of Hashem and you could accomplish amazing things. Label yourself as a soldier of Hashem. Label your kids as a soldier of Hashem, as a tzaddik, as a Talmid Chacham, as a Baal Midos, as a Yir Shemayim. Label your students and your friends. Empower them with that ability to achieve an amazing target, an amazing goal. And there's a story I've shared in the past, but it's very fitting and worthwhile to repeat once again. It's a story that took place on the way to Camp Cayley from Cleveland a couple years ago. And the van was going out to Camp Cayley, and there was some smoke coming out of the hood of the van. And the driver pulled over and asked the boys to step outside while he fixed it. He fixed the hood and put it back down. And then they continued driving, and then smoke came out, and a lot of smoke was coming out. And this time the driver pulled over to the side and said, everyone step out of the van quickly and run, run, run. And they pulled over, and they ran far as the van went up in smoke, burnt to a crisp. Every article of clothing, tefillin, and food that they brought, completely burnt. And so the company sent a bus to pick them up, brought them to Camp Cayley, and they got them new clothing and new tefillin and everything. And a couple days went by, and there was one kid from that van who was uncomfortable, who wanted to go back home. It was a traumatic experience. He escaped death by just a few moments. He wanted to go back home with his family. And before letting him go back, Rabbi Eli Brazil, a friend of mine, had recommended he speak to a counselor, one of the best counselors they have in Camp Cayley. His name is Rabbi Benji Renov, also a friend of mine. Please sit with him before you decide to go back. And so Rabbi Renov took him out, this young boy, out to Walmart or something, just to kind of make him feel comfortable and break the ice, and bought him something. They were sitting down on the bench, and after breaking the ice, Rabbi Renov asked the young boy, so tell me, what's holding you back? Why do you want to go home? I understand it was scary. Baruch Hashem, you're fine. You lost your clothing, your tefillin, but that's all replaceable. We got you new stuff. So what's bothering you? And the boy looks down and he says, I'm the one who said Tfilas HaDerech. And you could sense the guilt. And without the blink of an eye, Rabbi Renov says, could you imagine what would happen had you not said Tfilas HaDerech? Do you understand what you did? You saved everyone. You are the hero. You have to realize that, yes, Anochi Leyadati, you didn't know what you could accomplish, but you could reach the heavens. Your face, your image is on the Kisei HaKavod like Yaakov Avinu. It's a mirror. You're the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Votseis yet Tzivosai. Give a person a label. Give them a target, a mission to hit to. Charge them. Empower them with the ability to become great, great people. So mi yitzeh Hashem yishol bizocha, to look ourselves in the mirror and find that tzelem of Elokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reach our true potential in becoming HaKadosh Baruch Hu soldiers in this world. Have a good Shabbos.